don't.
Five. Yud Zion Teves, Thursday the 4th of January, Baba Gershon Dunner, hunting in Halacha.
Today I want to discuss hunting in Halacha. More broadly, I want to discuss the whole topic of Tzar Balechayim, the Torah's perspective on it. Maybe we'll contrast it with the Gershon perspective on it. We'll go from the Pasuk until the Poskim. So, the Goyish perspective, in 1824, the RSPCA was founded. RSPCA is the Royal Society of Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. And in 1824, they woke up and decided, we can't allow cruelty to animals, we're making a special thing against them. Okay, we cut this about 3,000 years before then, but that they, okay. In 1839, the London Police Act was put into law. The London Police Act says, fighting or baiting lions, bears, badgers, cocks, dogs, and other animals is punishable by 1 month imprisonment, or hard labour, or a fine of £5. So here we have the Goyisha perspective on Tzar Balei Chaim, as it's not allowed and punishable by all the various punishments. Now we're going to see what the Torah says about Tzar Balei Chaim. So the Makor of Tzar Balei Chaim in Halacha is the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Lamed Beis, Amud Beis. The sugya there is about prika and tzina. When you have an animal which is struggling under its load, one is obligated to take the animal's load off him and mitigate its struggle. The machlokes there is Tzar Balei Chaim is a chiyuv midoraisa or it's a chiyuv midrabanan. Machlokes amaroyim in the Gemara. Le halacha, there's a very big machlokes reshoinim how we paskin. A few Rishonim, i.e. the Ireim, the Modcha, and the Meiri in one day that he brings, hold that we paskins only Osa Midrabanon. Not biblically Osa, only Midrabanon. However, many, many Rishonim argue, namely the Rif, the Ramban, the Maram Rottenberg, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Chinuch, the Rosh, the Ram, and the Nemuk Yosef are all of the opinion that Osa Midoraisa to cause Tzar Balei Chaim. And the Mechaber passes like that, and therefore we assume as Tzar Balei Chaim is Osir Midoraisa. Now the question is, what is the Nafka Minna? What's the practical difference if it's a Raisa Bonon? It's something that we can't do. So obviously, one difference is going to be when you come upstairs after 120, whether you're over the Raisa or the Bonon. But practical difference, what the difference is. So there's two, I found two clear Nafka Minnas. Nafka Minna one is from the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says, it's a bit of a chiddush, he says that if the issa is only midrabanon, then the issa will be to go directly cause pain to an animal. But you wouldn't have to go and alleviate the animal's pain that was happening by itself. If it's a doraisa, he says, you would have to go out of the way and not let any animals have pain, even if it doesn't do with you. And that's why the Gemara there says that the man, the Oma, who makes you do prika there, is whole doraisa, even if it doesn't do with you. The animal had its own load on because it had a city owner who put too much on. Doesn't matter, Chir Doraisa, I have to help him out. The other Nachman is from the Prima Godin. Prima Godin says that all over the Torah there's an Issa Amira La'akum. Yeah, it's not just on Shabbos. On everything you cannot tell a Goy to do an Issa for you. So that is officially, that is only by Issa Doraisa, not by an Issa Drabonon, apart from on Shabbos, Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed. On Shabbos Yom Chol HaMoed, it's also even to tell a goy to do an Issa Drabbanon. Again, in Shabbos, if it's a Tzorich Mitzvah or for an Oynuk Shabbos, it's going to be Mutter. It'll be called a Shvus de Shvus. But Shabbos is the only case where you find under Yom Tov that it's also to tell a goy to do for you something that is rabbinically prohibited. But everything else, only if it's a Doraisa, can you not tell the goy. Therefore, Nafkin will be, can you tell a non-Jew to go and cause Tzar Balei Chaim? If it's Doraisa, you will not be allowed to. And if it's Rabbonon, you would be allowed to. And as we said, most poskim paskin that it's Doraisa, and therefore it's going to be also to tell a goy to cause Tzar Balei Chaim. We'll see later practical manifestations of this. Now, where is the makor on this Issa Doraisa? There's no pasuk that says, don't make animals suffer. So you need to have a makor. So here I found five different makoris in the Rishayim Nachoyim where it could be. So the pasuk makor, Rashi says, is from the sugya we just mentioned. Pre-cantina, from the fact that you're mechuyev to take away the burden from an animal, Rashi says, we see that the Torah is worried about Tzar Balei Chaim, and therefore it's not allowed to let the load stay. The Ritva says it's halachal moshe mitzinai, Hashem tol moshe v'arzinai, make sure that you don't cause Tzar Balei Chaim. The Ravid, which Hashitam Kubetz says in Bava Metzia brings, says that the Isra lo sachsim shor b'disha. You can't muzzle an ox while it's doing your work. So why that? Because it's not fair to the ox. The ox is doing work. It's surrounded by the most luscious food for the ox, and it got a muzzle. The Isra lo sachsim shor b'disha says the rivet is based on Tzar Baal Chaim. It would cause the ox unnecessary pain to be unable to eat while doing its work, and therefore we're prohibited from muzzling it. The Rambam Emor Nevuchim said a fascinating makor. He said that one of the story of Bilam. Bilam's donkey was getting very angry at Bilam while he was hitting him. And the Bilam's donkey said, Alma hakisa es asoncha, why are you whacking up your donkey? Says the Rambam, what was the donkey timing? It's also to hit me, because I'm a living thing, and you're causing me Tzar Baal Chaim. Says the Rambam, this is the makor Tzar Baal Chaim from the donkey's tainer to Bilam.
Malach.
Who are two?
The Malach who said,
oh, okay, so yeah, I'm not learning from a donkey, learning from the Malach of the donkey. Fair enough. Okay. Okay. The Chasam Sofer says, we learn it out from the Pasuk Ketilim, Merachim of HaKol Ma'asov, just like Hashem, the Merachim of HaKol Ma'asov, so too we should be Merachim of HaKol Ma'asov, and included in that is to animals. Now, this Merachim of HaKol Ma'asov we see in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, a fascinating Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara there says that Rebbe, because he did something wrong, was given very, very, very bad afflictions by Hashem, and then we did something else, it was taken away. Like, what's going on there? The moral there says, Ahu Egla, there was a calf, the Havakam Mamtule the Shechita, it was on the way to be Shechted. Also, Talia the Reishe Bekanfe the Rebbe, it met Rebbe on the way to Shechita house, and it put its head in Rebbe's cloak, and it was the Kabochi, and the calf, again, something we don't see so often nowadays, but the calf was crying. And it told Rebbe, Omale, and Rebbe answered why, because it didn't want to be shechted. It wanted to stay alive. No one wants to get shechted. Omale said Rebbe to the calf, Zil, lekach no tzarta. You should go to be shechted, because for this were you created. Omri, hoyel v'loi komarachem leitz elei Yisrael. Hashem said, because you didn't have compassion for this animal, I'm going to give you Yisrael. And then, later on, he went and did a mitzvah of compassion, and Hashem took it away. What was the mitzvah of compassion he did? Yom Echada, Havaka Konsha, Amsei the Rebbe, Besa. His cleaner was sweeping up in his house. Havashadya B'nei Karkushta, there were a few weasels in the way. V'kakonshalu, and she was sweeping them out of the house. Omar Allah, he said to her, Shavkinu, leave these weasels to be. K'siv V'rachamov Al-Kol Ma'asov. It says, Rachamov Ma'asov, Chavsoif is Makor, Tzatzah Balechayim. Let it live. Don't chuck it out. Straight away, they said, "Ha'il v'mrachim, mrachim." Hashem said, "Because you mrachim on my things, I'll be mrachim on you." And all his yisurim were taken up. Okay. So we see it's also to call Tzar Baal Chaim to animals. Now, there's a very, very big tanai, a condition in this issa, is only for no reason. The tzorich adam, I'm giving you countless examples. It's going to be mutter. And we'll start off. The Ramban al Torah. The pasuk says, "Adam." Hashem told Adam, "Yerimelekim hin inside lechem es kol esev zareya zera shal pnechas." You can eat all fruits and vegetables and plants. On that, the Ramban explains that he wasn't allowed to eat. He was not allowed to eat. He wasn't allowed to kill an animal just for his own pleasure. That only happened to Noach. Only Noach was allowed to. The chiddush of Shechita all said to Noach. Noach was allowed to kill animals and eat them. And from then on, we go. Why was that? He said because be'etzem animals are Hashem creation, and it's not hefkidah. However, the animals sinned in the time of the Mabul, and they were all mechuyav misa. Now, Hashem kept them alive just to keep the world going, that people would have animals around them. But the whole existence of animals is now be'etzem not deserved. They all mechuyav misa. They should have been wiped out, like the whole generation was wiped out. Hashem let them stay alive. It was only for us. He says, when they sinned, hishchis kol basar etar kalaretz, it was nigdar shiyomus. Ubavu noyach hitzel mehem lekiyum hamin. Therefore, Nosan Lohem Rishus Lishchot V'Lechel. From Noach was given permission to go and kill animals for your own sake. They were living with different meaning. That's what Noach says. They were marrying, the drav was marrying the donkey, and therefore that was they deserved missing. That's like all got killed. They just kept two and seven of each one that we should have them for future generations. Where does he meet? It can't have been because it only became mutter to Noach. It's called an apostle. Okay. Now. So. Animals, but it's not Hashem's will. They should go with other species. I'll say. The Rama in Simon Chav Ches in Yerodea says that the reason why we make a bracha shechionu when we do kisui hadam, and we don't make a bracha shechionu on shechita, is because we can't make a shechionu that when we cause pain to an animal, because the animal was shechted, and the animal endured some sort of pain. We saw the calf was crying to Rebbe that he didn't get shechted. Because of this, even though we're allowed to, and we're supposed to, and it's a mitzvah to shecht, the fact that we cause it pain means we're not allowed to make a bracha shechionu. The Darki Shuvah says an interesting thing. Darki Shuvah says that the Gemara in Menachos says that when Hashem is angry, He will take out His anger on all people who weren't makayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. Even though tzitzis, but it doesn't say someone who wore for a corner beged without tzitzis. It's someone who didn't go out of his way and wear tzitzis. I mean, if you don't wear any beged of tzitzis, you don't have to wear tzitzis. And you have four corners. Someone who didn't go out of his way to wear a beged with four corners and put on tzitzis, when Hashem is in a bad mood, kavyachol, He'll take it out on all those people. Says it, why? Because we're supposed to look, to run, to do mitzvah say, even things that you don't have to do, we want to do Hashem's will, and we should be looking to do so. He says, but by shechita, different, even as mitzvah to shecht, there's no inyan of running after an animal to shecht it, just so you can be makayim that mitzvah. And why is that? Says the Akishuva, because shechting involves pain to the animal. So now, when it's the tzorich adam, we're good to go. You're allowed to cause pain, the tzorich adam. We'll see more mitzvahs in a minute. However, for no purpose other than just getting another mitzvah in your mitzvah bank, that's not enough, and therefore we're not supposed to run after shechita for no reason. Now, don't say that you can't shecht at all. Maybe you shouldn't shecht at all. Maybe who says you shecht animals? The Ramban says very clearly, this is a very important hashkofes hachaim for us. He says, Ein rachamov magiyin bebari nefesh habehemes limnoya oisonu milasoi behen tzorchein. We should not have rachamim to protect live animals from pain if it will stop us from being able to mekayim what we need to do. So they are subservient to us and we get kedima to them. So too the Ram says, the whole issa of tzar bel chayim only is when you mitzar it for no reason. When you got an animal there and you put a carrot in front of his nose and he can't eat it, take it away. That's tzar bel chayim. No reason at all. You're just doing it because you want to drive the animal mad. That's awesome. But whenever it comes for our gain, it's going to be permitted. Oh, my next point, Gevaldik. Not my next point, it's my next point. The Rama says, in Evna Ezra Simon Hey, Yud Dalit, says the Rama. Very good. Rama says, Kol Dova Hatzorich Lurafua Oy Lashar Dvarim Les Bemishum Itzabalachayim. Anything that we can get a medical gain from causing pain to the animal, there's no tzar bala chayim. Because again, we've understood that the animals are subservient to us, and they really are there for us, and therefore, let's say nowadays, every medicine you use, all cosmetics you use, there's thousands of animals that have been killed along the way by testing them. And it's not a problem halachically or hashkafically, because they're subservient to us, and the Rama says very clearly, anything tzar bala chayim is no iser of tzar bala chayim. Okay. Now, the Tzitz Eliezer says it very clearly. They asked the Tzitz Eliezer, the time medical testing was becoming frequent, that what's going on, should we feel scared of using products that have been medical? Again, I'm not sure what they would, had he passed them, also, you might have been a bit stuck. But they asked in the Shaila, can you use things that have been tested on animals? And he said, of course you can, from this Rama, because anything that's over for is going to be allowed, because we come first. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah, a few more examples where we come first. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah says, you're not allowed to, it's a Mishnah, you can't sell to a goy something that he's going to use for Avodah Zarah. Yeah, their Levona, their frankincense they used to use, or white chicken, all these things were goyish Avodah Zarah things. You can't sell them, it's lifnei iver, lo sitein miksha. Even though they're goyim, it's still, it's lifnei iver, a goy, on the thing that he's mechuyev in, Avodah Zarah, one of the things he's mechuyev. One of the things is, you can't sell a white chicken. However, says the Gemara, if it's missing a toe, you could sell it, because they won't be makriv to their Avodah Zarah, an animal missing a toe, and therefore, when you sell it, then you can be assured that they're not going to use it for Avodah Zarah. So the Shaila is, it's all very nice, but are you allowed to go and cut off the toe just to sell it? So it's not mistaba to say that the Mishnah is saying, if you have in your outhouse a chicken missing a toe, you can sell. Perhaps the Mishnah says that you're allowed to cut the toe to sell to the guy. Why should that be? It should be tzar bala chayim. Zot l'shvus Yaakov, two different things. One is, because of kavod Hashem, Kiddu Hashem doesn't want us to go, doesn't want the goyim to serve Avodah Zarah, and that the importance of being a kavod Hashem, that there shouldn't be goyim serving Avodah Zarah, is enough of a reason to be matzah b'alechayim. Says Rabbi Yaakov for a different reason. Says because Bamakim Paranasa, I have a chicken which I'm not going to sell unless I cut the toe. So Bamakim Paranasa, we are allowed to cause Tzar Balei Chaim by cutting the toe to sell it to the thing. There is a Nachal Eshkol. Rabbi says no, he doesn't like the whole thing. He says you're talking about a painless procedure when you put the chicken under anesthetic and then cut the toe. And he's talking about a poison, whatever it is, but the equivalent nowadays. And only then would be permitted to. But the Pashto says you're allowed to do it because of Kavod Hashem or because of a monetary gain. Could I eat it? I'm not eating it though. I'm chucking out. I must say, I wouldn't recommend eating that toe because it would be a problem. Yeah, 100%. Okay, there's a few more examples there of the Gemara says if a makdish behemoth is not there, say of the animal, hayezeh kodesh. So now it's got all sorts of kedusha, and we don't want you to end up being moiled, being over meila. What should you do? Lock it in a room and say die of starvation. They all. What do you mean? It's quite a painful process to lock it in a room to die of starvation. Zot the shorter gibbarin that the makom mitzvah now because we're scared that you end up being moiled. Makom mitzvah. Makom mitzvah. No tzar balecha. The Gemara there. That's another thing that when the king died. Everyone's been deep mourning. Yeah, imagine here when the king died. I can imagine what's going to be. It's a very sad time. What they used to do? They used to hamstring the animals as a sign of respect to the king who's done. They used to cut the animals by the leg, unable to walk anymore, and that was their sign of showing respect to the departed king. Fate the Tosfos, very nice. But how could he even do this? It's Tzar Balei Chaim. So Tosfos, no, to show kovod to the melech. That's a mutter, because you're not doing it for no reason. It's not a wasteful Tzar Balei Chaim. It's for a purpose of showing kovod to the departed king. And for that, there's no issue of Tzar Balei Chaim. Okay, so we've seen now that there's many, many cases that for any tzorich for mankind, we're allowed to cause pain to animals. The Noda B'Yehuda, the famous Noda B'Yehuda, was asked by someone who got a Yerusha of a massive expanse of land with all sorts of wildlife. And he decided he wanted to go hunting. He thought it would be a favorable pastime to go around shooting all the animals, the arrows, to kill all the animals. That would be how he'd spend his life. Is it permitted al pi halach? Noda B'Yehuda says, there's a machlekes, he being the Trumas Hadeshen, who holds that Tzar Balei Chaim only is by causing it pain while keeping it alive. However, to kill an animal is not Tzar Balei Chaim. Therefore, by hunting, you would kill the animal, says Noda B'Yehuda, it would be permitted. Now, that is a machlokes. There's a very, very famous chinuch, which all the askanim are busy with nowadays. There's right now, all over the world, a machlokes about, do we permit shechita? They're all trying to ban shechita. They're being banned in Europe. They're trying to ban it all over. And they say that's not, the animal endures unnecessary pain. Says the chinuch, the reason why Hashem said to shecht it from the tzavar with such a pointy knife that it's marked with no blemishes, even with a hair, what's the reason? It's because that is the way of killing that causes the least Tzar Balei Chaim. Even though we're allowed to cause Tzar Balei Chaim fast to eat, but we want to cause the least Tzar Balei Chaim possible. So the others who say that this chinuch sounds like there is still an issue of Tzar Balei Chaim while killing an animal, and therefore we have to go out of our way to cause the least way possible. That's a machlokes from the tradition and the chinuch. Al pi the chinuch, very interesting, the Maharsham says that if you have an animal that you're going to sell to a goy wants to buy an animal for you, a dead animal, a carcass. The Maharsham says, the chatchila, you should not whack it on the head with a hammer, you should shecht it al pi our Torah, because the chinuch says that causes the least Tzar Balei Chaim necessary. And therefore, who cares that we're not going to eat it? But we don't want to cause Tzar Balei Chaim for no reason. Okay. So the Noda B'Yehuda says, therefore, halachically, he doesn't find a big issue in hunting. Now, what is this?
You might kill the animal eventually, if it goes for a lot of tzar before it's actually killed.
Very, very, very good. I'll skip to that question now. Arthur Shusyakov on the Noda B'Yehuda, I don't understand. If we're dealing with an expert marksman, very geschmack, I understand that you're going to kill it on the spot. But who says you can do hunting? You're shooting it, it's a running deer, 400 yards away. You might call it on the spin. And therefore, he argues on Noda B'Yehuda, because of Graham's timer, he argues on Noda B'Yehuda, and he says, you're not allowed to hunt because of that. Okay, Noda B'Yehuda was such a good marksman himself, he didn't assume it was going to happen. Okay. Said the Noda B'Yehuda there, that if it's for Paranossa, it's all good. This is going to be mutter. It's mutter anyway, but Etzen. He said, Noda B'Yehuda says, if you look at the Torah, who are our hunters? We have Esav and we have Nimrod. It's not such illustrious company. Therefore, he's not saying it's a recommended pastime for a young Jewish boy. He's saying that he thinks it's going to be mutter al pi hadin. On that, Shusyakov Tainas, it shouldn't be because you might end up injuring it. Okay, that's Noda B'Yehuda, that's Shusyakov. They all ask from Noda B'Yehuda, there's a clear remark. The remark says, in Hilchos Shabbos, about trapping, the remark says, are you allowed to cause a dog to go and make a chaya run into the corner and you'll trap it? It's also clear to say it. V'yesh oimim t'af b'chol osur lotzud. Even a chol one cannot trap. Mishum moishav leitzim. It's a moishav leitzim. It's a pastime for losers. It's not a thing that people who are productive do, and therefore it's going to be osur. So they ask a question. One second. They say that if it'll be for panasa, it's going to be mutter. Because panasa, you can't say I'm being unproductive. Let's, because I'm not. I'm doing it for my livelihood. Therefore, it's going to be mutter. But for no reason, it's going to be osa. There's a very interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin says that David HaMelech went hunting. So this is they asked Rabbi Yehuda, have you missed this Gemara? The fascinating Gemara. Gemara says that one day David HaMelech went hunting, and the Sotan came, and he looked like a deer. And David HaMelech tried to shoot the deer, and the deer missed, and the deer ran off into Palestinian territory, and David HaMelech chased it. And then Goliath's brother came along, and he found him here. He goes, oh, now I've got you, and he took him, and he tied him up, and he put him in the olive press, and about to squish him, and the earth came deeper, and he got saved. The Gemara there says that David HaMelech hunted. So how could the Rabbi Yehuda say it's no good? So they answered that it must be he was hunting for its skin, or for some personal gain for it, not just to waste his time, and there's going to be more time. Okay. So, what we've come at so far is that for any tzorich, it's going to be mutter to call tzar bal chayim. Now, by killing, it could be the fiyat shum hadeshen, it's not even called tzar bal chayim. Therefore, if you're in your sukkah and you've got the most annoying mosquito, or the most annoying bee, and everyone, the kids are running out of the sukkah every minute because they can't be here with it, it's mutter lechatchila to kill the mosquito, the bee, for two reasons. One is, this is zikha called the tzorich adam. I'm doing it because I want to be able to eat like a mensch. And also, to the Shulchan Aruch, which Yehuda holds of the halacha, holds that killing is not called tzar bal chayim. I would even venture to suggest that a scary spider, a daddy long legs, which doesn't really harm you, but it's enough that people are tremendously scared from it, like not tremendously brave people, that would be enough to allow you to kill it, not to be scared. The Igus Moshe does say, in all these cases where you're allowed to kill, he prefers you should not kill it by yourself. He prefers to make a trap and kill it on the day that. He says why? Because even though it's mutter, it's a chzoristic thing. It brings a bad mit out of you that you're going and killing live things. So even though it's permitted, there's an inyan going lifnim mishuras hadin and not killing it with your hands. Okay. Now, Igus Moshe also says though, let's say someone heard a very bad news. Someone's relative was nifta and he's very upset. And he wants to take out his anger on the local donkey. He wants to go and knock it out. Igus Moshe says, avada, that's not going to be allowed. Because that's not enough of a benefit. It's not a tangible benefit to a person to warrant causing tzar bal chayim. Igus Moshe says, that's going to be no good. The very interesting Ezer Mekodesh, he explains on that remark that we mentioned, that anything for a fool is mutter. He says, what's going to be if you're being driven by a wagon driver and you want him to go faster? And you tell the wagon driver, make the horse go faster, please. Is it allowed or not? Because the wagon driver is going to hit the horse to go more. Says the Ezer Mekodesh, it's allowed. Why? Two reasons, he says. Number one, who said the wagon driver is going to have to hit it? Maybe he got another way by saying, giddy up, maybe we'll go faster like that. Therefore, it's not mukach that he'll be over in Issa, and therefore it won't be lifting it. And the other reason he says is, because maybe you'll get a Toyeles by getting there faster. Maybe you've got a business meeting, or maybe you'll find something, you'll be able to learn an extra half an hour with Chavrusa, and for that, it's going to be allowed. However, I would like to venture to suggest from the Ezer Mekodesh that for someone just to take a horse for no reason, and to go galloping around, and the only way to get the horse to go fast is to hit it, would be over an Issa of Tzar Bale Chaim with no purpose. Because otherwise you start saying it, so it's not a problem. It's mutter, because it's not called Tzar Bale Chaim, I need it. Vice versa, that's not enough. Only if you have a te'eles in getting there quicker, would it be allowed. But if I'm going galloping for an hour, and I'd like to walk slowly around the block, or run around the block 100 times, it seems like from this, it'll be osa, tzar, everyone should ask the local Orthodox rabbi before it becomes nageya, but from what I've seen, it should be osa.
Only such a horse.
What'd you say?
Someone to own such a horse.
What's he doing though? Is he have to hit it?
No,
if it's a jockey, if it's a racehorse, it's mutter, it's parnosa. That's a real good tzorich. I'm making a million. The racehorses are good, are really good. Make money is parnosa. Make money is already allowed. We're just saying baseless, unwarranted hitting is not allowed. But always, that we come before the animal. That's the side of the shir, is not like the goyim. I'll say a minute about the goyim. We see from Bava Metzia, from that story of Rebbe, that there is an inyan of being machmir more than we have to. Because Rebbe got punished for letting the cow get killed. Now, that's not really Tzar Bal Chayim. And how did he take away the punishment? by telling the guy not to sweep out the weasel from the house. Now, that wasn't really osa. A weasel could very well live outside the house, not inside the house. So, the izicha is an inyan to be nice to animals. I'm not saying not. However, whenever there's a tzoruch for us, we don't have to, and we should put our own thing first. There's a famous story, they attributed it to a few different gedolim, that I saw from Moshe Malka Epstein. I heard it also from Reb Chaim Oizer, that he was once walking in Berlin before the Second World War, and he saw a guy kissing his dog, kissing and hugging his dog. And he said that the Pasuk says in the Nach, which we say in the Haftarah and Vayetse, Zoivchei Odom Agolim Yishokon, slaughterers of man will end up kissing their calves. And he said at the time, way before Nazi Germany had materialized, that any people who get so attached to their dogs, it's not normal behavior. Obviously, these people are completely warped, and from animal kissers will become people slaughterers. And Kachava. So my friend went once to the UN building in Geneva. And he went there to see, we all know the UN building in Geneva, what comes out of there. The heads of Iran come once a week to give drushas. They're the most anti-Semitic, they're terrible people. However, he saw ostriches walking around in the courtyard. He asked someone, it's a fancy building, ostriches walking around? He says, no, these ostriches have been here for 100 years. They're the family ostriches that were very close to our heart. And we don't want to drive away the ostriches. They're moist and nefesh to have these weird ostriches walking around their building. However, when it comes to human rights, they don't give a hoot. Because again, they're from the Zoivchei Odom, Agolim Yishokum. I'd like to end up with one nice story that someone once saw Rav Gusman from Rechavia. He was previously from pre-war Europe. He was a dying on Chaim Oiz Bezdin at age 20. Golan Oilam. Someone saw him in Rechavia with a little watering pan, watering the plants. And I asked him, what are you doing? Watering the plants, a big Roshiva, there are better things to do. He said, no. He said, once I went for a walk with Chaim Oizer in the forest, we were talking, learning, and Chaim Oizer stopped, and every so often he stopped and said, you know, this is not a poisonous berry, this is a poisonous berry. This fruit you can eat, this fruit you can't eat. And I thought at the time that he's kind of lost the plot of what's going on here. The Meiser, when he was on the run from the Nazis, I was stuck in the forest for a few weeks, and only because of Chaim Oizer told me what to do, I was able to survive. And therefore, I'm forever makir toiv to plants that, because of them, I was able to live. Now, you see here a moedic thing. It wasn't that this plant helped him live. No, shachas. The berry in Germany helped him live. And for the rest of his life, to all trees all over the world, he will go and water to show how God is to. Therefore, I want to suggest that even that Tzar Bala Chaim is permitted to Mokum Adam. And even though all these things you're allowed to kill and you're allowed to use for medical testing, there's an Indian of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to animals, not Misal Halacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that since we benefit from them, we should go to Ma'al Min Adin and try to go out of our way to protect them, Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll come. Thank you everyone for listening.
So fishing is complete.
If you fish and throw it back in the water, I don't know, I think it'll be awesome. Yeah, yeah.
Fishing is water. Fishing is water, yeah. Yeah.